Out of the woods came the moon bears, holding hands and forming squares. Sung to the sky, asking for a seed for a mighty tree that the world might need. The clouds parted with a burning light, for the seed was inside a meteorite.
Oh, how are you?
You're looking well.
Well, look, this will be our last meeting until after the holidays. You see, Colinmus is an absolute smash here in Mulcata. It never existed until the great wizard Colan came to town and told us about it. And now we do it every year. The children absolutely love it. Now back to the story, for it is about to get truly interesting. It had been a week since Sophia had been and gone. Jancy had responded well to treatment, although she had permanent damage to her left eye and wore a bandage. Splott was his usual self, but deep down you could tell it had affected him deeply. And I, unfortunately, was suffering from blood poisoning from the saber wound. And for a while it wasn't clear if I was going to make it or not. And if I think back to those times in the hospital bed, all I can remember is the smell of burning wood. For in Mulcata, it was the start of the Festival of Fire.
Roll up, read all about it. For the next 3 days, Mulcata celebrates the Festival of Fire. Read out of news, mystery illness strikes down the librarian currently fighting for his life in hospital. Here you go, mate. Two sweet ones. Come on, love you.
Thank you for coming. Let's just go over where we're at for now. Astronomer?
Thank you, Mayor. As of 1 week ago, we were attacked here by Zephyr, the king of the pirates, who rules his islands of Farfarness alongside with his sister Zara. Up until recently, they have served their nature as pirates well, going on raids and plundering passing ships. It is my belief that they have become more organized. Upon returning on investigation of our broken stone circle, I have deducted one of two things. Zephyr has been to the Isles of Fluad.
But how can that be? They are the most dangerous islands in the world. Not even Eustaxis step foot on them.
That is true. Between the beasts and the horrors that is on those islands. And to go there is as good as signing your own death warrant.
So, what makes you think he's been there, then?
At our stone circle, I found shards of moonstone. This can only be mined from Fluad.
So it seems Zephyr was trying to harness the power of the stone circle.
Or he was trying to open up a gateway, Curator.
I see. And forgive me, but you said you deducted one of two things. What is the second?
That our stone circles are broken. Time, space, light fluctuates there. I have sent word to Staxis for a team to come here and help me close it. But that will almost be 4 moon cycles away. And in the meantime, we must proceed with extreme caution.
Thank you, astronomer. Lugret, what is the status of more troops being sent from Eldenasco?
We sent word immediately, so by that calculation, any day now.
Okay, well, let's hope you're right. Astronomer, if you could share some of the librarian's duties, I'd be in your debt.
Yes, of course.
And Potts, if you could carry on your good work.
Yes, of course.
Thank you, and thus concludes our meeting for today. Let's hope that our librarian makes a full recovery. And,
So, thank you everybody for coming. The mayor will be in contact when we hear more from Eldenasco. So,
yeah, be in contact.
goodbye and thank you.
Thank you.
Jancy, get away with it.
Oh, I'm sorry I broke my leg. Well, I told you to mop up Janine properly. Pickled eggs leave a waxy resin.
Oh, Jancy, I'm so pleased.
Ow.
How you doing? You look well. I mean, well, you don't look well. You look terrible. But, I mean, that's because you've lost an eye. I mean, but I won't worry about that. Because you look cool. You look like a pirate. Oh, okay.
Hello, doggy. It's fine. Don't worry about it. I'm having terrible headaches, though. Jancy, you're looking well.
Hello, Miss Spray. Yes, thank you. I'm feeling much better.
Ah, Miss Spray. I wonder if we could have a word.
Ah, Dr. Reeves. Of course.
In my office, if you wouldn't mind.
Yes, of course. Be back in a minute, okay? What can I do for you, Doctor?
No, well, you see, it's Jancy's eye.
Yes, of course. But I was under the impression she was coming home today.
Ah, well...
I mean, she's lost sight in her eye.
Yes.
And it will take time.
Yes.
But we have that.
Well, of course. But, you see, I don't believe she's lost sight in her eye. You see, we do tests for light sensitivity. And in my mind, that eye is seeing more than it has ever seen before.
I'm so sorry, Dr. Reeves. I'm finding it's very hard to follow, but you know me. I'm just a simple house manager. Oh, excuse me. It's just really annoying me. You seem to have an eyelash. Do you mind if I just...
Yeah, yes, of course.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's fallen by your ear. Hope you don't mind. This
what?
Memory you have.
Oh, let it flow like the ebbing of the tide.
And the river runs through rocks and reeds. Give it over to the tops of the trees and let the wind carry it in its bosom.
What? What was I saying?
Something about an eye, Dr. Reeves?
Huh? No, I don't think so. The librarian's doing well, and I'll keep you updated, but Jancy's free to go home. Lovely to see you, Miss Ray. Hope to see you soon.
Mm. And you. Splot, Jancy, doggy, we're going.
Ah, Mrs. Cobner, and little baby Flora. Come in, please.
It's amazing, isn't it, Splot? New life?
Yeah. Come on, let's get you home.
Okay, Jancy, it's a festival of fire, so remember, your senses are going to be a little bit frayed. There's a lot of bangs and explosions going on. Guys, wait 1 minute. I'm just going to go and check out. It's not too much for you.
I'm sure it'll be fine. I mean, I'm getting...
No, I insist.
What? She'll be all right. Don't worry about it.
Stay where you are. Doggy, come with me.
All right. Take it easy.
Listen, don't be in a rush. We're just after some information.
Listen, I don't want any trouble. I'm not from round here.
No, you listen. We can make it worth your while, or we can make
again,
it...
Again, I'm sorry. I don't know this little blue boy you're looking for.
Duggish. Go on, get out of it. Keep circling around.
Right.
But keep a low profile.
Will do.
Zara won't be here until nightfall. Go on.
No. I thought I had more time. Oh, I knew I smelt rats.
Are you okay, Mrs. Spray?
No, she is not.
Oh, Gorel, it's so good to see you.
Oh, Gorel, just in time, eh? We're going back to the library. Hopefully for something to eat, eh, Miss Spray?
No, you're not going back to the library. Are they, Teg? No, they're not going back to the library.
What?
Zara's men are here, and they're looking for you, Splot.
So, Miss Spray, you're fair folk?
Yes. Look, I don't have time to go into everything now. But several moons ago, you met our father in the market square, Jancy. He gave you some sweets.
What, the mad bloke that banged on about opening your eyes and stuff?
Yes. I remember well. I knew then there was something powerful about him.
I just thought he was nuts.
But I don't have the... Oh, they're in my pocket. And there they'll stay. They're bound to you, Jancy, until you need them. Listen, I don't have much time. You don't have much time. Listen, and listen well. When you are out there and you wish to speak in private, go indoors. No window to be unsealed. No door to be unlatched. If your words hit the wind, they will carry to those that you would wish would never have heard. Do you understand?
Not really.
Splot.
Yes.
Yes, we do. You are to leave tonight.
Tonight?
We're to go straight from here to the library's boatyard workshop.
But it's always been locked. I'm not allowed down there. It's top secret.
The librarian gave me a key, but how am I going to get you there without people seeing you?
Just a little bit longer, Mrs. Cobner. Let's take her to the weighing room, shall we?
It seems I have formulated a plan.
Huh? What are you looking at?
No. No way. I am not getting in that.
One hour to Moon Corner!
Everything is ready and in place for you, Zara.
Wonderful. And our men are in position, are they?
They've been there for a day now. Came in with the rest of the performers for the Festival of Fire. Hidden in plain sight. Disguised and looking for the boy.
Wonderful, Arum. But let us remember, the boy is my brother's prize. For he has always favored the coin before success. Let us keep our eyes on our goal.
Half our fleet will attack the harbor and keep the Mooncartians at bay. The other half is an extraction team and a carrier ship. They'll land just off the Forbidden Forest. As soon as the moon is in the sky, we'll be ready, Your Majesty.
And our carrier ship, it is big enough for whatever comes out.
I believe so, Your Majesty.
Wonderful. As soon as it is loaded, we leave. We take no risks. I care nothing for Mooncarta. With our prize, we have bigger fish to fry.
Aye, Captain!
Aye!
Lay aloft and loose fore topsail! Steer east, north east! Nothing off! As close as possible to the wind!
Keep walking. As far as everybody's concerned, we're just a little family enjoying the festivities with their baby. In his little pram.
Yes, shush, little one. Do not fret. It's actually quite funny, girl. Yes, I have heard humour is good for alleviating stress. Girl, all these people, aren't they in great danger? To raise the alarm now would cause more trouble. Look to the edges of the crowds. They are being warned slowly and told to take refuge on the outskirts in the farmlands. But sooner or later, the pirates will catch wind of this. We have limited time. We must make haste.
Oh, how do? How you doing? Hey, Jancy, good to see you well.
Hello, Colin.
Yeah, it's Colin, but...
Yowza, you know. Yowza.
Thanks to the blazing light. Am I right?
What a year to use that one.
Yes, thanks to the blazing light to you too.
Yeah, he's been hanging around with me constantly, so, yeah. Great news about the librarian, eh? Just heard. What did you hear? Oh, g'day, mate. This is how you travel round here, is it?
Huh? No, we don't. You look ridiculous, Splat.
Shh!
Say what? Huh?
Well, look, we won't keep you because you're in a rush, but we just heard he's awake and he's doing well. Got a long road of recovery, but... No, it's looking good for him.
Oh, that is such good news. But gentlemen, if you wouldn't mind, we have to...
No, Jancy. They're coming with us.
Hello, Miss Spray.
Enough. Come close. Listen to me.
Gladly.
Around us is great danger.
Great danger. So, what?
Pirates have made their way here, pretending to be festival goers.
Okay.
You will follow us and protect him and her at all costs.
Okay, will do. And who her and who him?
Yeah, don't worry about it. Just follow me, right?
Okie dokie.
Gentlemen, yeah. I need you to agree to this
out loud.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I wasn't doing anything anyway.
Okay. Stay close and keep up with us. We're going to the docks.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm crying at 8. Oh, we can do that together. That's no biggie. I agreed to this, but I'm feeling kind of sick. Oh, we're walking fast.
Everybody in. Gorill, stay out here and keep guard. When they come out, join them as quick as you can. Do you understand?
Yes.
It's been an honour to meet you. It really has. Now get up on the roof, you'll have a better view. Stay out of sight. Goodbye, Gorill.
Farewell.
Ah!
Oh my. What is this?
This is the Lightning, the ship of your people. Many moons ago, you were washed ashore, aboard the Lightning. We do not know why. We cannot see beyond our lands. Father reached out and brought you the librarian to take care of you.
But why did he never tell me this?
Knowledge sometimes brings power, but it always brings danger. He thought if you didn't know, he could hide you in the ordinary.
Look, Splot, your people are in the carvings.
Oh my, it's beautiful.
Huh. The librarian and the lighthouse keeper spent their evenings bringing her back to life, fixing her.
Yeah, took us years. The librarian always said, let's work in quiet. Said that quite a lot, actually.
It's so beautiful. Look at it.
Oh, Brassman, I'm so pleased.
His name is Shun. He is a Viduna, and you will be taking him home.
The warning horns. I've never heard them.
My time here is done. Head to the Isle of Ivani. There you'll meet Father. Now go.
How? How do we even get the boat in the water?
Friends, Splot, my time is done.
Head to the Isles of Ivani. The Isles of Ivani.
Everybody on board, now! Jancy, I've got to go get the librarian.
No, Splot. If you move him, he dies.
Oh, Jancy, what?
You have to have faith, okay?
Okay.
Now get aboard.
Right.
Shun, push the boat into the water. As soon as we're afloat, get on board. Now let's go. Go.
Corral, open the doors!
Jancy, all the light from the Forbidden Forest.
Yes.
What's going on?
I don't know, but it's not good.
We're afloat! Everybody on board now!
Hutch! Hutch! Why aren't we firing?
They're way out of our range, man. Deuce in the town?
The pirates have left, but they've set a lot of places on fire.
Mayor! Mayor! We've tried to send word, but the pirates are working along with the Octofolk, and they have the port totally blockaded.
As I have said, they have become more organized.
Ah, astronomer. But what do we do now?
Wait. And hold on to Earth.
Look! Look what they're bringing from the Forbidden Forest. They're loading it on a craft.
What is that? It's ginormous.
It is some sort of moon beast.
They're taking it away.
I think they will. For whoever owns that is now the most powerful person in the world.
Look! They're leaving! Heading north!
We need to warn people.
And look! Behind them! That's one of our ships. That's not a pirate ship.
Whoever they are, I wish them all the luck in the world.
Send word out immediately. Put them fires out. Yes, sir. Go, go, go!
Oh, look at it, Jancy. Look at it burn. What about the librarian?
He's far away from the flames, Splot. Let's just keep going.
Keep going where? Where are we going? What are we doing?
In life, Splot, many people ask that question. We do not know, but I'm sure on our journey, we will learn more.
I'll just have a word, if I may.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead, Colin.
It's Colin. It's just Colin. So, I just want to say that I'm in this, right? Since I've been in Moon Carter, my life's just got better and better. And back home, where I'm from, we have lots of people like those pirates, and they're no good. And they can't win. And they won't. And we'll stick together, right? Hands in a circle. Huh? They're just... Put your hands in. Okay. Friends.
Love.
Family.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Never felt it was the darker of night. Never felt the weakness I couldn't fight. Cause of you, my friends, my family. And even at my lowest is my back to the sun. Shunned and laughed at by everyone. It was you, my friends, my family. And as I set sail on uncharted seas, watch the town burn on my knees. It is you, my friends and family, I need. Moonkata,
out of the woods came the moon bears, holding hands and forming squares. Sung to the sky, asking for a seed for a mighty tree that the world might need. The clouds parted with a burning light, for the seed was inside a meteorite.
Please share and leave a review. Thank you. Oh.